scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
While Chicago adjusts to working at home, the Score is there for you.
I appreciate you guys being there for us to listen to.
Everybody's listening. Kudos to you guys. Keep it going. I'm a loyal Score listener. I appreciate it all the time, but more than ever right now with you guys.
We are Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
This hour is being brought to you by 90NorthSchaumburg.com in the village of Schaumburg. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Each individual position across that offensive line is different. You know, I was asked at one point in time earlier in my career to be the swing tackle. Going from right tackle to left tackle for me was like reading English and Chinese. So I went back and ended up watching some old film, and I ended up looking at some of Covert's old film and noticed that Jimbo played left tackle sometimes out of a right-handed stance. And I was like, you know, and Tony was like, hey, if you can get it done, you know, I have no problem with you doing that. But for a short period of time, if I was asked to do that, I could have done it out of a right-hand stance.
You're giving us quite the education, man, and I'm appreciative of it, like learning this stuff. Because you know why, Big Cat? Because I think that the one thing that as fans get smarter, those of us who cover the game, like we try to get smarter, I think that we know a lot more about the game. But the part that no one knows, unless you did it, is offensive line.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
I stand by that. What a wonderful conversation we had with James Big Cat Williams yesterday. Extremely informative, a lot of fun, and the beauty of it, he had a crisp, clean phone line for us to play with, and that is a very, very good thing. Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes. I'm here with you until 2 o'clock. We got a big show planned for you today. There's a lot of information to get through, which I'll do momentarily, but we got also have a bunch of really good guests. Our buddy Jim Ozarski is going to join us. He covers the Packers for the Journal Sentinel, and he has thoughts on Jimmy Graham. We'll hear from Jimmy Graham coming up in a little bit. At 12:40, Brad Evans is going to join us. He's loud, and he's fun. And I'm sure he's got some Illini stuff that he wants to share, so we'll talk with him. I went into the archives today. I was going back through, and you know, this week I've been talking about how I've been sharing stuff that I think is relevant from my House of L podcast. Well, today I got a treat for you because it's maybe my favorite episode that we did. And I went back and listened to the interview portion of it last night. A real history lesson. Dave Rebzin from the Big Ten talking about the history of University of Chicago football. That's right, University of Chicago football. It is compelling, really compelling. So we'll bring that to you at 1 o'clock. Our buddy Tony Gill is going to join us today at 1:30 for What You're Watching. And there'll be all sorts of stuff inside the show. The crew, they've done an incredible job for the last couple of weeks. Herb Lawrence, Rick Camp, they do a great work keeping us on the air and keeping us with you. This segment is being brought to you by Illini Care Health. You deserve quality health care. Choose Illini Care Health for health care coverage that includes free gym memberships after-school care and school uniforms that either you or your family can take advantage of. Visit IlliniCare.com today. IlliniCare Health is a Health Choice Illinois plan. Okay, so there's news from all around sports today, and we're going to go through it, and then we'll get back to some of the stuff that's local as far as like sound stuff with Jimmy Graham. Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association agreed on a deal, and the owners signed it and got it all ratified and whatnot today. They're going to try and play as many games possible, and what that means is that they're going to be, if there is a season, that there's going to be scheduled doubleheaders in there. And the players agreed also that they were going to work with MLB on and be okay with expanded playoffs that could go into November if the season starts in June. Neutral site playoff games, doubleheaders, all of that. What the players get out of it is that they get full service time. So no matter what happens as far as the games themselves, if there is a canceled season in 2020, all those players are going to get a full year of service time. Major League Baseball advanced the players $170 million over the next 2 months that will handle their salaries, and it's tiered down like into four different tiers. And if there is a season, then that money will act as the salary. So it'll be retroactive to when the season starts. All of this, by the way, is the reporting of Jeff Passan from ESPN, who has just done an incredible job like getting into the weeds on all of this. The other good news is that MLB will pay all employees at least through April, and then they'll figure out what to do next. Now, the bad thing in here is something that we've talked about over the last few months, and that's Major League Baseball wants less rounds of the draft. And part of the reason that they want less rounds for the draft is because they're basically kind of boxing in minor league teams and non-affiliated minor league teams for sure. And all of this stuff, the way that baseball has handled this, along with everything that we're all dealing with from an economic standpoint, because there are so many things that are shut down and have to be shut down, this could spell the end for a lot of minor league teams. It just can. And I don't know if there's anything that can stop this other than the virus kind of miraculously no longer being an issue and us getting back to life as we know it. But I don't think that we're close to that as of yet. The NFL, they're still going ahead with the draft, and it's really interesting to dig into some of the reasons behind it. And I will say this. Let me get to the news of it. They're going to do the draft. They're going to try to do it remotely. They're very excited about bringing something to NFL fans that are craving any sort of sports. Like Roger Goodell has been key on that, and he put out a memo to people talking about all of this stuff. And here's what he said. Everyone recognizes that public health conditions are highly uncertain, and there is no assurance that we can select a different date and be confident that conditions will be significantly more favorable than they are today. I also believe that the draft can serve a very positive purpose for our clubs, our fans, and the country at large, and many of you have agreed, close quote. Now, there are some people who haven't agreed, that don't like that this is going on. The GMs have actually kind of said to Roger Goodell, is this really what we need to be doing? And so if you wanted to understand why we in media sometimes have to give unnamed sources for things, it's because of the stance. Like, this is a really good example of why that's still important. There are people clearly in the NFL that think that what is happening with the draft is not the best practice. That it is, that it might be unsafe, and more so, it might be unfair to the process. But now, Goodell put in his memo out to everyone that anyone who speaks out on this thing publicly is going to be punished. And that's why, in a lot of cases in media, you have unnamed sources. If you have a reputable reporter or entity that is using unnamed sources, part of the reason that it does that is to protect people from punishment when they feel that the news is valuable for the public, or in this case, NFL fans, to know that objections are on the record. So that's what they're doing. The NFL is like, we're going to do this thing, and we're going to make this whole thing happen. Some good news. Allen Robinson is providing meals for Chicago public school students, and he's going to match up to $12,000 of people who donate, as he's donating to the hunger relief program. And I think that's really good. That's good on Allen for doing that. In the NBA, after all, do you want some good news? This is as good as I can give you, considering the situation that we are all in. According to Tim McMahon of ESPN, all of Utah Jazz players and staff have been cleared by the Utah Department of Health after finishing isolation and quarantine, and they reportedly no longer pose a risk of infection to others. So if we go all the way back to Rudy Gobert, which seems like eons ago, all of those guys have been cleared. That is good news. From what I've heard, once you have it, then you can't have it again. So they're cleared, and they no longer pose a risk, but they are still going to practice social distancing, which I think is great. And that makes me happy. Like, it was the one thing today where you're scrolling through some of the news on COVID-19 and you find just the slightest silver lining. The slightest. So that's what's happening kind of around the sports landscape. Now let's go a little bit closer and let's talk about the Bears. Herbie and I went through the tape today of the Jimmy Graham conference call. Obviously, you can't have a press conference, but you can have a conference call with him on it. And there's a couple of things that we wanted to share with you about Jimmy Graham joining the Bears, like one of the reasons why he felt like he could join the Bears. But here's what he is here to tell you, that even after 10 years, he still believes that he has the ability to play well.
You know, for me, I'm still fast, you know, and I still have the ability to make big plays. And, you know, obviously over the last 2 years, it's been very difficult for me. You know, I think, you know, for me in my career, I've never really, I guess, failed in that. You know, obviously it was a, you know, tough pill to swallow, but, you know, it's the first time I lost my job, and I work extremely hard. I've sacrificed everything for this game. I've given it everything that I have. And, you know, obviously to go through that, obviously it's difficult. Now I had the opportunity to win a bunch of games this year, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm obviously grateful for the opportunity and the friendships that I did make, just up north there. But, you know, for me, you know, it's lit in the fire, and I know what player I am, and I know what I can do. You know, I mean, I think I was able to show a little bit of that in the playoffs with some of the opportunities that I was given. And after being 10 years in, you know, I've only missed 6 games, and that's coming off of, at times, all kinds of injuries, you know, but I'm going to be there on the field. I'm going to be there for my teammates, and I'm going to be there for the organization and give them every ounce of what I have. So for me, this is a great opportunity, you know, to prove myself, you know, to show everybody what I can do and the type of player that I am. You know, obviously I'm a kid that's from the gutter. You know, I mean, I come from nothing. So, you know, this opportunity is everything for me, and I take it extremely serious. And, you know, I'm excited, you know, for us to get by this as a country, and so I can get back to work, and so I can march my way back up to the top, you know, because I always said, you know, if I didn't think I had the ability to dominate this league, then I wouldn't play anymore. But I still believe that I have that ability. And, you know, I'm going to take each and every day, and I'm going to take each and every game to prove myself worthy to be on this team. And I'm going to give them everything I got.
I like his approach. I'm glad that he is positive about this, and he feels like he can be helpful to them. I would say that if you look at the production, he caught a lot of balls in Green Bay over the last 2 years, but there's clearly a dip in his production in the red zone with 5 total touchdowns in the last 2 seasons for Jimmy Graham. Now to the part that you were probably expecting. The part where Jimmy Graham explains to you his relationship with Ryan Pace.
Ryan Pace was a part of bringing me into New Orleans and drafting me. Back then, I guess on a lot of guys' boards, I was the 2010 don't touch this guy draft pick, because obviously coming from the basketball court, a lot of people didn't believe in me and didn't think that I could do it. And Ryan Pace was a part of that belief and a part of me bringing me into New Orleans. You know, to me, that connection throughout my career, every time I played against him and every time I've seen him, we've always had conversations and, you know, just about the good old days and about being back in New Orleans. So for me, just that connection and I know that he knows who I am and what I am and the ability that I still do have. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm excited to play for Ryan Pace. You know, I'm excited to, you know, to be his player again and to give him everything that I have. You know, I'm going to battle each and every game and to have the belief, you know, obviously from top down in yourself, in the right system, you know, for me is just a dream come true and an opportunity that I couldn't pass up, you know, the opportunity to go back and play for Ryan Pace and prove my worth, you know, throughout the NFL. You know, I mean, I'm hungrier than ever to be the person I am and to be the player I know I could be and to go to the NFC Championship. And to be so close to the Super Bowl, you know, just left a extremely bad taste in my mouth, you know, obviously. And, you know, obviously pick a team that's hungry and wanting that only is what I'm excited about.
Okay, hopefully he can – the hope is that he can do what he did in Seattle in 2017, where when you talk about being a difference maker in the red zone, he did that. He had 10 touchdowns. And even though he didn't catch a ton of balls and it wasn't for a lot of yards, he gave Russell Wilson an outlet near the red zone. But that production has really dropped off over the last 2 seasons. You had 10 touchdown season and then a season where you're playing with Aaron Rodgers where you have 2 touchdowns. And then the next season that you're playing again with Aaron Rodgers where you have 3 touchdowns in a season where they were looking for someone to take the pressure off of Davante Adams and provide them with another pass catcher. So that's Jimmy Graham. That's what he feels like he can bring to the Bears. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with someone who's covered Jimmy Graham with the Packers. Our buddy Jim Ozarski is going to join us next here on The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, cars for kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but you thought it'd be too hard or take too much time? Then go to Babbel.com, download the app, and try it for free. In just 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. And right now, you can try Babbel for free. Babbel starts out teaching you words and phrases by matching them with pictures. You won't believe how easy the interactive program is. Soon the sentences get a little bigger, and before you know it, you're having simulated conversations voiced by native speakers. And because Babbel is crafted by language experts and uses the spaced repetition method, in just 10 to 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking the language of your choice with real confidence. With Babbel, you can speak a language. Just go to Babbel.com and start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com and try it for free. That's